This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, this is it. This is what you've been waiting for all week. Michael Harrison here from the folks at Talkers Magazine. They've let him out so that he can come on this program and go through the top stories of the week, the top people. We're going to do a bang-up job. I can feel it in my bones. And the exciting thing so far is that Joe Biden still remembers how to tie a tie. So we've got that going for us as well. So I guess maybe that could fit into any number of categories here. Perhaps the presidential race, right? Or the fact that, oh, wait a minute, I'm giving away things that I shouldn't be giving away until you go through the list, Michael.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
I'll say the
list.
What list? Oh.
How easily we forget. Wait a minute, you can't be president.
Wait, but I can tie my tie.
Yes.
So
right.
Yeah, but I haven't worn a tie in a while, so maybe I can't tie my tie. That's another deal. Number 10, we have the Southern California floods. At number 9, we have the crumbly verdict. At number 8, we have Super Bowl 58, tied with the MAGA NFL Taylor Swift conspiracy.
Yeah, I'm bigger than Taylor Swift.
It's deeper than that. It's much deeper.
Yeah.
Right. At number 7, the Russia-Ukraine war tied with Tucker Carlson in Moscow.
Amazing.
Tucker goes to Moscow. Tucker does Moscow. At number 6, the Israel-Hamas war. At number 5, the presidential race. At number 4, the relationship between Willis and Wade. At number 3, Trump's legal battles. At number 2, the Mayorkas impeachment failure, which feels like a year ago, but it was the big buzz of the early part of the week. And at number 1, the border and military aid legislation, all jumbled up at number 1. And as you mentioned, there has been a buzz in the late part of the week that might have moved it up in its own category, but it's hard to really figure out sometimes these overlapping categories.
Yes.
Joe Biden and his alleged memory disorder.
Right.
So, let's talk about people. At number 10, Jennifer Crumbly. At number 9, Taylor Swift. At number 8, Tucker Carlson tied with Vladimir Putin. At number 7, Benjamin Netanyahu. You ever meet him? At number 6, Nikki. Nikki Haley is at number 6. Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade, the days of our lives. Number 5, Alejandro Mayorkas at four. Mike Johnson and Mitch McConnell at 3. Donald Trump at 2. And Joe Biden, number 1. There you go. What a week.
Ooh. Always is what a week.
Yeah.
All right. So digging around here. By the way, James, would you mind coming back down to the studio and turning the lights on again? Because seem to have a problem keeping the lights on. I don't know if these people sound ominous. I'm in a studio next to where James is in Dallas at the headquarters of our distributing network, Audio One. And there's brand new studios. You know what they do? They put these switches in to keep from wasting electricity. So if you don't move around, and I happen to be was standing up for a while, now I sat down, so I'm not moving. The lights go out in Georgia.
Really? So the lights went out in Georgia, but you're in Dallas. So it's Dougie does Dallas.
Dougie does Dallas. Yes, it is. Yep, that's it. On the people list, if I may just distract for a moment, because I'm just wanting to get your feel. You're a father. I'm a father. The King of England is a father. And so Prince Harry, much is made about sometimes the movements of people who are from royalty. And so everywhere you turn, for about 24 hours this week, there was a story about Prince Harry riding, getting on a plane and going over to see his father for a day. And I thought to myself, okay, so what is that? He's his son. So all the other things are aside. The father and son, the son pays attention to his father, cares about his father, even though he's not happy with his father because some of the things his father said about his wife, but he's still blood is thicker than water, right? And so I thought it was interesting. Why didn't, that some news folks, and I put that in quotation marks, were all worked up about Prince Harry going over to see, well, why is he doing that? His father wasn't nice to him. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I found that, that's an aside. What do they call it? A countdown extra. I've been waiting to say that all week, Michael, and thank you for giving me the opportunity.
I didn't. I had no choice in it. You just bowled me over. If we had taken this to the committee, I would have fought it vehemently.
Well, really? Okay. All right, let's talk about the president's memory, which has been called into question. Joe Biden's number one on the people list, and certainly presidential politics, that's number five. And as you said, it sort of happened late in the week. But the Supreme Court, I was putting my money on them, the Supreme Court, two different stories here, but I was putting my money on the Supreme Court siding with Colorado just because it would be interesting if, in fact, I get the argument. I think they're probably right. You can't have a state decide and then everybody else falls in line. It's too much. It's too federal-ish, right? You think that that's right, that they did the right thing? Or are doing, they haven't made a decision yet, but you pretty much can tell by the way they discuss the arguments which way they're leaning.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with what's right or wrong. I think it has to do with what's politically expedient, and that's a complicated question.
But it does bear on the reality of the Supreme Court, which ought not to be political. That's not the way it was designed.
Well, it is the way it is.
Yeah, right.
The fact of the matter is we're between a rock and a hard place. If Trump is thrown off of ballots, it only fuels his fire about being a victim. If Trump's not thrown off ballots, it fuels his fire as being a victim, too. And that the Supreme Court, you know, discerned that he should be on the ballot. Either way, Trump wins.
Okay, so then we bring up the question of whether these two guys, either of them, should be on the ballot for various reasons. Donald Trump, because he's an alleged crook, and he's still got three cases running against him. Joe Biden, because he's an alleged mindless old man. But then when that came up, and the case against him was dropped because he's old. How do you do that? How do you say, well, we can't really prosecute him because he's so old?
What happens is the laws of physics break down at that height, that it just seems that whether it's Trump or whether it's Biden, the presidency is a very difficult thing to hold to the same rules that we hold average criminals to.
That's perfect.
It's what would be called in physics a singularity. Although known laws break down and we're dealing with a known territory, it's very difficult. And and that's why we are having a political and even a constitutional crisis in this country as a result of this election and as a result of the circumstances that led to this election being problematic.
All right, let's talk about number seven story this week. Tucker Carlson, on the wings of a snow-white dove, flies to Moscow to interview Putin. It's on the tab of Elon Musk. So what comes out? Have you heard any of this stuff? I've not heard anything. But
From what I hear, Putin basically had his way with Tucker, and that was the price Tucker paid to have this kind of access and this type of profile. You know, it's kind of like Frost and Nixon. I don't know.
Frost? Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Frost was kind of an independent journalist at that time, trying to get back into the public eye. And he got the interview with Nixon, and Nixon basically bounced him around the tennis court or the basketball court a little bit. And the word I hear, I did not hear the interview. I will.
No.
But the word I hear is that Carlson basically made it easy for Putin, and that in some cases he was over his head, that he didn't even know what was being talked about. But this is what I hear. In
Putin
circles.
Or Tucker Carlson?
Tucker. Putin. Never,
easier to believe that with Tucker Carlson.
Yeah. Putin.
Right.
Putin.
He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. Yeah.
He's very smart. He's very smart.
Yeah, he is. All right, number eight, the Super Bowl. You're a big football fan, so you can lend some credibility to our conversation. Is Tom Brady in the Super Bowl this year?
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
yeah, he's tying his tie. Mm-hmm. No, Tom Brady is not in the Super Bowl. The new Tom Brady is in the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes.
He's the new Tom Brady? Right?
I don't think he is. I know he is.
How so?
Well, he fills that role of the magical, unbeatable quarterback of a team that finds a way to win no matter what, that is currently on a roll, that's being called a dynasty.
The Patriots and the Patriots.
The Chiefs are the new Patriots.
The new ones to hate then.
That's what's happening. Now it's turning the corner where they used to be the up and coming, you know, exciting underdogs. And now no matter what they do, they can keep winning. And now they're the ones that are being targeted by the haters who don't like anybody who's successful. And then when you add to the fact that they're in cahoots with the Pentagon and the deep state, and that Taylor Swift, who's really
Taylor robot, Swift is going to win the game for him.
Taylor Swift is going to win the election for Biden. Taylor Swift is the most powerful person on the planet based upon the metrics of social media and show business.
It's really kind of amazing. You know, you think about the universality of entertainment. So she gets the Grammys on Sunday night, and then she gets on a plane and goes to Japan and some of the eastern countries. Mm-hmm. She's performing in what amounts to nighttime in Japan on Saturday night, but there's like 18 hours difference between where they are time wise and when the game starts. So she goes. He finishes her performance, jumps on a plane, and flies to Las Vegas and is there to watch her honey. And I got to tell you, from the point of view of someone who's an observer of things like this, I think it's kind of like the real thing. I like the energy the two of them have together. Yeah, lots of people talking about it, but I really think it feels like there's something there more than just superficiality. So. Anyway, that's kind of cool that she's going to the Super Bowl and is there to support him. I think it's cool. And a lot of women now are watching the games.
A lot.
18 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise, like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women. Hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42. And I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is a great broadcasting bargain here on the tribute we have every week to what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, discussing some of the stories, some of the things that we are talking about on Talk Radio. One of the things we'll be talking about, I think, this week, frankly, other than, yeah, who won the Super Bowl, blah, 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 who's running. World Radio Day is scheduled for the 13th of February, day before Valentine's Day. Michael has a big hand in getting people on the radio connected all over the world under the auspices of the United Nations.
Yeah.
So I've said on the Good Day program, we certainly want to have a couple of folks from different points of, you know, the radio world isn't just limited to the United States. There are plenty of great talk radio programs in England and France and Italy. Most every country now has superb talk radio, does it not?
Yes, with different cultures and different rules and regulations. And but the culture is different in a lot of places. They're a lot more polite than they are in America.
Yeah.
And they're very concerned with journalism in a lot of places. You know, although the journalism that they express is usually that which is politically correct and acceptable to the government. So, you know, this has been an era in which we've all come to grips with the fact that almost everything is subjective. Mm-hmm. You know, that we hold these truths to be self-evident. Well, they're not so self-evident
really?
Anymore.
I know.
You know.
Right.
I think that's really the big lesson of this accelerated media era that we're in terms of social media and digital media, is that we realize that there's no one standard way of thinking. And with all the media, all kinds of ideas are out there, which you would think is a good idea, but on other levels, a lot of these ideas are dangerous.
Yep. Well, listen, a danger is, I guess, in the eyes of the beholder.
It comes with freedom. Danger comes with freedom. Freedom is unwieldy and messy.
You know what's dangerous this week? What came out, which is just under the top 10 probably, is the fact that nose picking can really contribute to dementia and to Alzheimer's. Did you know that? Did you see that? That's everywhere. I actually spent some time. People thought it was tongue-in-cheek, and it was when I talked about it the first time on the Good Day program. And then I kind of dug into it with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Health program I do with him. And it really is it's something to be aware of.
Did you say you dug into it?
I did. I was, yes, thank you, Michael. I dug into it. Doug digs. You're digging the dugger. Or your nose.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool if this were a 1959 Top 40 show. Hey, dig the dugger.
Digging the dugger.
But I don't know. The nose, I this is the first I've heard of this.
Really?
It's interesting. Well, you know, I mean, I usually give people a dozen donuts when they tell me something I didn't know. So
I'm right here.
It'll be on its way to you. But
okay.
the nose is a superhighway to the brain. The
right.
Nose is, you know, when you put your finger in your nose, you're putting your brain at risk with yep. all kinds of you know, viruses, microbes, and other invaders. So keep your fingers out of your nose, people.
Well, but what do you do with all the booga boogas that are in your nose? That's another important question. How do you
use a tissue and blow one nostril at a time?
Right.
The way they taught us back in nose school.
Right. Blow your nose
right.
gently as you can. That'll go down in history. That'll be one of the big things people remember about this week's program.
Actually, this is probably the highlight of the show.
Yeah. No. Now, the highlight of the program is talking about whether or not Alejandro Mayorkas was saved by the bell. That's coming up when we discuss more items of interest on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The special counsel's inquiry into President Biden's management of classified materials raising concerns about his cognitive acuity, so much so that Republican Rep. Claudia Tenney now wants the cabinet to explore the Constitution's 25th Amendment to remove President Biden from office following that report that described him as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut, dealing with backlash from saying that illegal immigrants are the people we care about most and referring to undocumented Americans. That comment went viral, people calling it an oxymoron, others saying this was Murphy admitting the Democratic Party's honest view on the issue. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, we get back into the fold here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He happens to be the editor and the publisher of Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen. I am neither the editor or the publisher of anything, although I do edit sometimes my remarks. Not often. Some people say, did you really just say that? And then I think, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't have said that. But then, how many of us who have done this...
I thought you were going to say, when did I say that?
Yeah, right. Well, thank you. No, that's Joe Biden's thing, as am I. So, you know, isn't it... I mean, honestly, in terms of talk radio, and we... These guys get all so serious, the people that are... I'm going to hear Ben Shapiro going off of... Oh, you know what? It's so silly. We got these two old codgers who are basically running against themselves, because that's kind of really what this is, right? Trump is fighting against his own style and his own being. And on the other hand, here we have the president at the moment who is having a hard time. You know, there's some people making too much of it, and he certainly took them to task in his most recent outburst about, I'm not too old. But yet it's become a thing. It's a punchline for jokes on the late night shows.
Somewhere in the mix, we have to decide which old codger we're better off with. You talk about the lesser of two evils. This is, for many people, this is a lesser of two evils nightmare.
Yeah, I'm not voting for either one of them, so whatever happens, I'll find somebody else. All right, the verdict of Jennifer Crumbly. I think this is one of the most important things to come out of this week when it comes to personal space, personal issues. The fact that this woman and her husband, Steve Weisman will say later on, because he's the legal beagle on the program, that the... they are all being jailed together. There should be a family plan. But, you know, I mean, really and truly, this is probably one of the most outrageous things. They buy a gun for a 15-year-old kid, and they don't lock it up. He can have it anytime he wants to. And everybody knows the kid's off his rocker, and yet the parents don't do anything. So doesn't she deserve what she got? Yep.
In this case, I mean, every case should be tried separately and based upon the circumstances. Yeah, yeah. I think most people will agree that it is involuntary manslaughter. I'm not quite sure from a legal standpoint what that entails in terms of penalty. Involuntary manslaughter, I think, is the lowest, the least heinous in terms of the law form of homicide. But I mean, parents are responsible to a certain degree, and that's where the action is, to what degree, in the behavior of their children. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't believe that that's the case, and as a result, we're really selling our children short. We're not protecting them as much as we should. They didn't protect their child as well as influence their child to do a terrible crime. Mm-hmm. So I think that a lot of people instinctively understand, the average person who has common sense, that this is in fact a case that was well tried.
Do you put any money on the Super Bowl?
No, I don't put money on. I never gamble. I mean, I have pulled a slot machine here and there, but I think gambling. Boy, am I going against the grain on this? This is my personal opinion. I think I don't mind it being legal and all of that, but personally, I think that gambling is a disease. I think that it's very dangerous.
Yep, it's addictive.
And it's addictive, and it destroys lives.
Yep.
And I happen to personally feel personal. This is my personal opinion. That it's destroying sports.
You know, it's very interesting how, in a self-serving manner, at the end it says, "Please bet responsibly," or something. It's like at the end of a liquor commercial, "Please drink responsibly."
Well,
you spent 60 seconds telling people why they should spend all that dough to bet, and then you say, "Please bet respectfully or intelligently," and then the same with drink. You know, we're gonna. They sell you Jack Daniels for 60 seconds and then, "Please drink responsibly." They don't want you to drink responsibly. They want you to buy as much of their booze as you can.
Exactly, and not buy the other guy's booze.
Right.
And they glamorize it. They glamorize it in the commercials. It's not just like our beer tastes better than the other beer. It's you'll get a happier party and pretty girls or pretty guys.
Right.
And you'll,
you know, fall in love immediately.
Then when you drive around in your truck, which also is glamorized.
Right.
I mean, the commercials are so full of shaving cream that it's it's amazing. What an insult to the intelligence of the American public Madison Avenue has become.
Yeah.
They either entertain you with comedy or they intoxicate you with all kinds of glory attached to nothing but crappy utility stuff.
Yeah. All right. So there's a in terms of the way we get our information, I guess I'm going to ask you for your preference. When it comes to getting info, whenever you do you prepare for a talk radio program, and maybe you have the insight of how do some of the best talkers prepare themselves, then they use Time Magazine, the Wall Street Journal, the New Yorker, Vanity Fair, the San Francisco Chronicle, Houston Chronicle, the Washington Post, New York Times, Boston Globe, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you can go on with that.
The answer is yes.
All of those, all of these.
Yeah, everybody does it differently.
Right. Well, they do. Right. I source all kinds of different stuff.
Right.
But yet, this begs the question of how, you know, when we give our thoughts on an issue, when a good talk radio host has a number of different sources, we're kind of, though, we're in a sense, we're contradicting ourselves, because most of us say that most of the news media isn't really the news. So why are we talking about things that we think are not really the news, if in fact we're doing news talk radio? I'm happy to tell you I read Mother Jones, I read Newsmax, and I read the, what's the one that the libertarians do? The
Poor Richard's Almanac.
Yeah, very good.
Anyway. that was a good one, huh?
That was a good one, yeah, I like that one.
Imagine if he actually pre-wrote this show.
Yeah, talk radio and the business that comes from Talkers Magazine. One of the things that intrigued me this week was a story about a talk radio host in Denver running for the district attorney's office. And it brought me back around to thinking how many folks we've known over the years who have either gone from talk radio into politics or they've come out of politics. And Pence comes to mind, but there are plenty of others who go into talk radio.
Hmm.
So the route, has it changed much? Do you think there's more of that now than there was, let's say, when we first started doing this, or maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
I think that it's the same. I think that there's a close connection between this kind of media and politics. So it's not surprising that people would follow the route from one way or the other. Politicians consider talk radio to be a great platform where they can keep their names out there. It's sort of like athletes going into commentary after they no longer can play on the field. They become announcers and, analysts. This is a great place for a former politician to remain in the public eye. It's also a great place to develop a following. Look at Carrie Lake out in Arizona. Yeah. She was a TV newswoman.
Yep.
And suddenly, all of a sudden, is involved in big-time politics there. Ed Koch was a three-term mayor of New York City. He wound up being a very effective talk show host.
Fabulous. He was very entertaining, God.
He was a good host.
Fabulous.
Ollie North was in politics. He became a talk show host.
Yeah, he was
Jerry Springer bounced up and back. He was the mayor of Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. He was also, he had one of the prerequisites to be able to have a career in the media and politics. He was indicted on a crime, so that helped his career. You had CNC, the former mayor.
Buddy Cianci in
Rhode Island.
Yeah.
How about, here's one for you, a radio talk commentator who wound up becoming president of the United States.
Huh?
Yeah.
Trump?
Ronald Reagan.
That's right, too. Yeah, Reagan was
Ronald Reagan had a sports announcer,
and he was
He had a political commentary show that was nationally syndicated, and I think it came either before or after he was governor, and he was the president of SAG, which is the Big Screen Actors Guild.
Yes, he was.
The list is very long.
Yeah. I said Trump because there are a lot of people who think, because Trump has been omnipresent in New York news media for decades. And then when he got the television gig, the Apprentice, that sort of put him in an interesting league.
He was never taken seriously by the New York
and he still isn't
intelligentsia. He was considered a joke. He was considered a man about town. He would call newspapers with a different voice and say he was his own publicist and drop stories. New York is a gossip filled media culture.
Yep.
Page Six in the New York Post is a place that everybody wants to be. There are people in New York City, celebrities that hire their own paparazzi. They plan to go to a restaurant. The car lets them off at 8:45, and all of a sudden there are crowds of photographers who are paid for by that person. It's a very contrived media environment, and it was very representative of what Donald Trump was all about back in that era.
Yep, it was. Let's turn it over to Joe Biden for a second. One of the things I didn't mention on the air when we were talking about this in the faulty memory story, do you know that the investigation report was 345 pages long into the investigation of handling classified documents? How much do you think that cost the taxpayer? That would be a question that I'd be. How much money was spent on this thing only to sweep it under the rug? I'm outraged that the money was spent and then nothing's happening with it.
You should be comforted by the fact that something did happen with it. It's out there. People know.
Yeah, it's there, yeah.
Well, I mean, what do you want? Him to be thrown out of office? You want him to be arrested?
We'd
have to arrest everybody.
All right. Final thoughts on the Super Bowl game. And by the way, even though there are a lot of people who will watch it on TV, they'll turn the sound off and listen to it on the radio. Because arguably many of the people, because it requires more oomph.
There's a problem with that methodology, though. It's always out of sync. So you'll hear the guy say,
late,
that was a touchdown before he throws it.
Okay. All right, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list from Talkin' Magazine this week, Jennifer Crumbly is at number 10. Taylor Swift is at 9. Tucker Carlson is at 8. Benjamin Netanyahu, 7. Nikki Haley, 6. Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade at 5. Alejandro Mayorkas is at number 4. Mike Johnson is at 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. And this is for the week of February the 5th to the 9th. So we're full into February and into the election season. Well, it feels like we've been in the election season for the last 3.5 years. So anyway, that's the people list. Check it out. Listings are at gooddayshow.com and also at talkers.com. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. The reasons for using it go on and on. One of the things that I like about it, and so do the doctors that I have on Good Day Health, is that the research that was done used science-based research.
Yeah, and you know, it works the opposite of most weight loss products. So most weight loss products are working against your body's natural processes. They are appetite suppressants. They are stimulants. They're drugs, which is why with a lot of those products, you have rebound weight gain. It can even be more than what you started out with. But when you're talking about Calitrin, it's working with your body. It's basically giving your body back what it had when it was younger, so it runs more efficiently.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack, I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals. I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. It's the number one most proven weight loss system. How did it all come about?
Back in 1997, our owners created a supplement based on collagen that was good for healing. It was for arthritis. It was for sleep. Well, they noticed that it also helped with weight loss. So it turned into a weight loss supplement. Everybody just want to lose weight, just like today.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack, I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. So check that out. That's not only got Calitrin, but it's also got some other supplements that target specific needs. So check that out and see if that's something that you would be interested in. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the overview of the stories gleaned by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Every week we do this. They're also published on the Good Day Show website, gooddayshow.com, and at talkers.com. So on the story list at number 10... the floods and the weather in Southern California, certainly everybody kind of focused on La Nina or El Nino. It's an El Nino year. The Crumbly verdict is number 9. Super Bowl is number 8. The situation with actually Tucker Carlson going to interview Putin, that's number 7. The war in the Middle East is 6. Presidential race is 5. The relationship that Ms. Willis has with Mr. Wade is 4. Trump and his usual focus on who's suing me and where am I going to go to jail, et cetera, number 3. The impeachment failure to get rid of Mayorkas is 2. And the border situation is number 1. Story list from Talkers this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fifty-three past the hour now here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. My friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. I say my friend not loosely. It's important that we all have friends. And many days I think you might be my only friend. How's that?
I'm always your friend.
That's right, exactly. However, you're not the friend of the evildoers, because as a lawyer, Stephen has to take these people to task. All right, so let's look at the story list this week and find out what sort of commentary Steve has on some of these issues, including the number two item this week on the story list, the impeachment, or lack thereof, of Mr. Mayorkas. Is this indicative of anything other than bad management on the part of Mr. Johnson?
Yeah, you know, it is bad management on Johnson, because you don't bring something like that to a vote unless you have the votes. He indicated later he was surprised that certain Democrats showed up that he wasn't expecting. You know, the most disappointing thing here is you have the House, which is following Trump's lead and making them go against a bill that would provide for some really constructive things in regard to dealing with immigration, and then they bring an impeachment action against the Secretary of for Homeland Security, saying that he's somehow committing high crimes and misdemeanor in policy dealing with immigration, which is not grounds. So, you know, they may have the votes to bring it up if Johnson can get everybody there, but it'll die in the Senate. And, you know, for this to be a Republican position of we're doing what we can to really remedy the immigration problem, it falls short when the legislation that's really needed, they don't deal with.
You know, it's interesting. This is not necessarily a legal matter, but I feel compelled to talk about how it actually works. So the House doesn't do one thing, but they do another thing, like the aid package. Yep. You know, one side says, yeah, do the vote, and the other side says no. And both of these issues are examples of one side doing one thing and the other side doing the other thing. And so you sometimes wonder about whether these people even talk to each other or not.
Well, I'd like to hear the words that they use when they do. It is always interesting, though, the House and going up for a re-election every 2 years is, much more, they're much more vulnerable to the whims of public opinion at the moment. The Senate certainly is a very political institution, but with six-year terms, they're a little bit better positioned to do things that they may think are right, but not necessarily popular at the moment.
Right. All right. Number four this week on the story list is the relationship between Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade. Why is that a legal matter from your perspective?
I ask you the same thing. You know, this is what I'll say in the media. It's there really is no. This has nothing to do with the cases that Willis is bringing in Georgia against former President Trump. She can and finally did admit, which was the truth anyway, and she should have done that at the start. You can even go back to Grover Cleveland as president was accused of having an illegitimate child, and at that time, amazing. And he said, yeah, I did. So what? And that's actually what the situation here is.
That's right.
Yep,
thank
she's
you.
Having a relationship. Has nothing to do with
all
the
right.
case.
Thank you. Goodbye. The end. All right.
Yeah.
Jennifer Crumbly was found guilty as well. She should have been.
Yeah.
My read of it. What about you?
I'm with you on this. You know, initially you go, oh, a parent being held responsible for, crimes committed by a child. And then, oh, my God, you see the factual situation here and what she did. And she's being held responsible for her own actions, which were absolutely abominable. So I'm with you on this one. You know, this is a terrible, terrible case.
Yeah. And then you look at the 15-year-old. I mean, everybody's liable. And that whole family should, maybe they should have a bigger room in jail. They all should be in the same jail cell.
A family plan
for jail. Okay, that's the memory of this week, a family plan in jail. That's it. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is a professor at Bentley University. He also is a very well-known lawyer and has been a radio guy. I'm a fan for a long, long time. I think he's actually almost as old as I am. We haven't figured that out yet. I have to work on that. See you.
Today's my birthday.
Happy birthday. Wow. All right. Happy birthday. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.